1077 Today FM. I'm Kate, and in the studio and on the phone, it's a delight to have Tim Elliott and Linda McGregor. Linda is the director of fundraising for the Stratford Concert Choir, and Tim is the founder of our little band here in Stratford. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
So, upcoming with the Stratford Concert Choir is their annual fundraiser, The Magic of Love Gala. It was very exciting, coming up on February 10th. Linda, as the director of fundraising for Stratford Concert Choir, how many years have you been doing this gala?
I think this is either the 13th or 14th year, Kate. I haven't been involved in it all of those years. I just joined the choir about 5 years ago. But the event does have quite a substantial history, is well known, I think, in the community, as, of course, is the Stratford Concert Choir. If I can just sort of slide in a comment on the side there, the concert choir has been going almost 40 years. So it has a significant history as a major arts organization and producer of great choral music in
Stratford.
Absolutely.
And we're so glad to have something like that in our community. So that's awesome that you've been with the choir 5 years. That's great. Mm-hmm. And so the fundraiser, it keeps the choir going because you guys are all based on donation, right?
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right.
So this is a big deal for the choir. So what can you tell us about the Magic of Love Gala coming up?
Well, traditionally, this event has always been around the Valentine date, and so that's hence the name, The Magic of Love. And it always features a marvelous dinner out at the Arden Park and some entertainment, and that has changed over the years, from year to year. And then a silent auction, which is interesting. It is growing in size and scope, and this year is going to be bigger and better than ever.
Amazing. What are some of the top prizes in the silent auction?
Well, one, it's always striking when you walk into the venue because you see this gorgeous quilt up in the center of the silent auction area, and that's a beautiful quilt that is always donated every year by one of our membership. A lot of artwork, theater tickets, concert tickets, which are always really popular, handcrafted jewelry. We have one of our members who just produces stunning, unique handcrafted jewelry. Another of our members from the bass section is a glass blower. And again, exquisite, very unique work that he produces. And something that I added last year is called a cork grab. So when you arrive, for $20, you can buy a cork that has a number on the bottom of it. And you take your cork and you go over to a lineup of wine and find the bottle that has the corresponding number on it. And people have fabulous time with that last year. We're going to have at least 40 bottles available this year.
Wow. And I know there's lots of people in our community and lots of our listeners love their wine. So that's exciting. So going over to the entertainment portion of the evening, Tim Elliott is with our little band and they are the entertainment for the evening. So Tim, what can you tell us about our little band?
Well, thanks, Kate. Our little band is five of us with Beverly Moranger, our singer. And it started as a collaboration between me and Dan Crocco on saxophone. And then we found Steve McDougall on bass and Tim Adair on drums and Dave Manning on trumpet. Mm-hmm. So we have saxophone, trumpet, piano, bass, drums. And we thought some years ago that it would be really good to have a singer. And Beverly Moranger came on the scene with us. And so it's five-piece band with Beverly. And we just play the old standards and the jazz classics. Ooh. And we have a lot of fun with it.
I can imagine. I've always thought jazz is the music of love. You know, it's so romantic.
Well, it is. And part of what we love doing is collaborating as musicians and supporting Beverly as our vocalist. So we're always having fun, and we often don't do it the same way twice because it's variation. We have some fun. We improvise between the verses of things and take liberties and just have a lot of fun. And part of the music is people listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so to know that the members of the Stratford Concert Choir and their friends and family are all there listening to us, we'll do two sets and two half-hour sets that it's not a long evening, but there's lots of time in between to go to the silent auction.
Wonderful. Okay, so what are the jazz standards that we can look forward to? You don't have to spoil your set list, but just a little taste.
Well, I've been trying to think about that. And obviously, as Linda was saying, it's the theme is love. So there's any number of classic songs about love and Valentine's Day and so on. And it'll all be upbeat. And we feature a variety of different instruments. So it's not the same sound for every song.
Cool.
And
awesome.
Beverly will sing a few with just a smaller ensemble, and we'll have some instrumental solos. So it's going to be a great evening. I emceed it last year. Linda and I met through some common connection with another event, and Linda asked me if I'd emcee it last year, and the entertainment was Kelly Walker, a local singer-songwriter, performer, and so I saw firsthand how an evening unfolds with entertainment. People sit and listen and enjoy, and then they get up and go and not only look at the silent auction items, but meet each other. I mean, we've been so hungry for those times when we can just get together.
That's amazing that we can all get together as a community and celebrate the magic of love. The magic of love coming up at the Arden Park Hotel, February 10th. Linda, how can we get our tickets for this wonderful event?
It's very simple. Two ways. You can go to the Stratford Concert Choir website, which is just stratfordconcertchoir.org, and order them there. You can also buy them in person at Blow's Stationery, wonderful, wonderful supporter for many, many years of the concert choir. And doors open at 5 o'clock, and people can come in and pick up their cork for the cork grab, find their table, and then start perusing the auction items.
Wonderful. Okay, well, it sounds like it's going to be a great night. Thank you so much, Linda McGregor and Tim Elliott, for being here in the studio and on the phone to talk about the magic of love with Stratford Concert Choir.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Kate.